Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, how the anointing was upon the prophets, the priests, and the kings, and that people were filled with the Spirit to do the work of God. We've talked about the traits of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the Holy Spirit up to the day of Pentecost when He was to be poured out. And we're talking about the baptism, filling, and receiving of the Holy Spirit. Remember, if you've been with us in the previous broadcasts, we've pointed out that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. We pointed out in one broadcast about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there are 7 references to the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all have references when John the Baptist was declaring that Jesus was the one who was going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5 was the 5th reference where we see Jesus talking about that not many days hence, when the day of Pentecost would come, that they were going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is right before He went back to heaven. And in Acts chapter 11 was the 6th use. That is where Peter was reporting to the brethren in Jerusalem about how the Holy Spirit had fallen upon Cornelius' house and the gospel had come to the Gentiles, and how the fact that they were baptized with the Holy Spirit just as they were on the same thing that happened to them at the beginning. The 7th use indicates what it is. 1 Corinthians 12:13, "For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body." The baptism by the Spirit is into the body of Christ. It occurs at the new birth. Baptize is an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to submerge, to engulf, to dip into something, or to immerse. And we know that that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does. He immerses us, or engulfs us, or submerges us in the presence of the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And the old spirit is taken out, and we get a brand new spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature," or a new creation. We're brand new on the inside of us. We get a brand new spirit. And what do we get? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. Where does that come from? It comes from Jesus. This is in fulfillment of Ezekiel 36:26, where He says, "A new spirit will I put within you." The "a new spirit" is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In verse 27 of Ezekiel 36, we see the prophecy says, "And I will put my spirit within you." Notice the difference between "a new spirit" in verse 26 and "my spirit" in verse 27 of Ezekiel chapter 36. The "a new spirit" is the Spirit of Christ that comes from Jesus, which is what you get when you're born again. The "my spirit" is the Holy Spirit that comes when you receive the Holy Spirit. And this brings us to the second area that we've been beginning to talk about, and that's the area of receiving of the Holy Spirit. Let me read this 1 Corinthians 12:13 again. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." We drink into one Spirit. Baptized into one body, drink into one Spirit. What is the baptism into one body? That's what happens when we're born again, baptized by the Spirit. What is the drinking into one Spirit? That's something different than being baptized into one body. Baptized into the body is the body of Christ, where you have Christ in you. But drinking into one Spirit is where you have the Spirit and you're all one in the fact that you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, because drinking is synonymous with taking something in. If you are baptized or immersed or submerged in something, you're engulfed in it, then whatever you're engulfed in surrounds you, but it doesn't get into you. Just like if I took my hand and put it down inside a pail of water, I would essentially, my hand would be baptized with the water, engulfing and being submerged in it, but the water doesn't get into my hand. but it has an influence upon me. And what happens is the Holy Spirit's involved in taking the spirit out, the old spirit, and bringing the spirit of Jesus Christ into us. But then it says to drink into one spirit. Drinking is if I took water and drank it, then the water would be inside of me. And that's what happens when we receive the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about that in detail today in John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." This drinking, again, is synonymous with receiving the Holy Spirit. We see that because verse 38 says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit." What's he talking about? He says, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." The word "receive" for receiving the Holy Spirit in all the scriptures we're going to talk about is the Greek word lambano, which means to take hold of or take unto yourself. The Holy Spirit is to be taken unto us. We're to receive him to come. We don't sit there and wait for him. We actually take hold of him and receive him as part of our inheritance. Those that believe on him are to receive or take the Holy Spirit unto them. He says they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When he was glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father, he received the promise of the Father, which was the Holy Spirit, and sent it in on the day of Pentecost. Receiving of the Holy Spirit is separate from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when you're born again, brought into the body of Christ. Receiving of the Holy Spirit is subsequent to the salvation experience. It is different. This is very important to understand. Many people haven't understood this. Look in John chapter 14, verse 17. It says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." The Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, "whom the world cannot receive." The word "receive" is lambano. The world, or someone who's not born again, cannot lambano, receive, take unto themselves the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you have to be born again before you can receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy. He's not going to come and dwell in a spirit that's not right with God. It says, "Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." If you're born again, the Holy Spirit is dwelling with you, but if you haven't received him, he's not dwelling in you yet. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Let's read this again. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." And then the second part says, "We've all been made to drink into one Spirit." Two things that happen. We're baptized into one body when we're born again, and we drink into one Spirit. Now let's look at Acts chapter 8. This is more about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, in verse 5, Philip went down to Samaria, and he preached Christ to them. He preached the Word of God about Jesus. In verse 12, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. So what do we see here? Philip preached Christ to them. They believed the things that were said, so they were born again, and they were baptized. Now, baptism, this is talking about baptism with water. Baptism with water follows the fact that we have believed on Jesus. Having done that, then in verse 14, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. The word "received" there is again this Greek word lambano. They had not received the Holy Spirit yet. It says, "For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost." This shows you that receiving the Holy Spirit was subsequent to salvation. It's so clear here about the fact that the Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation, because at one point in time, Philip preaches to them, and they get born again. Then at another point in time, Peter and John come down, and they receive the Holy Spirit. There's another case over in Acts chapter 19, verse 1. Paul, he was passing through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and he found certain disciples. And in verse 2 of Acts 19, he said to them, "Have you received," that's that Greek word lambano, "taken unto yourself, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They already were believers. And he said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? Indicating that receiving the Holy Spirit is for believers, and it is to follow once a person has believed. They said unto them, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They didn't even know anything about it. He says, what then were you baptized? They were only baptized into John's baptism of repentance. Then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which had come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard it, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. This indicates that first they were born again, then they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, then Paul laid his hands upon them, they received the Holy Spirit. As he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? This again clearly shows that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. And this is the experience whereby, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you. This was at Ephesus, and in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, we see something important. It says, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. That's when they got born again. They heard the word, they trusted, and they got the gospel of salvation. They were born again. Then the second part of that verse says this, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, or the first fruit, of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession of the praise of his glory. Notice it said, after that you believed, this is following having believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in them, which is the earnest, or the first fruit of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is part of our inheritance in Jesus Christ. That's important to realize, because you don't have an inheritance unless you're a child of God. You have an inheritance once you're born again. Then you can receive part of it, and the first fruit of this inheritance is the Holy Spirit. We see the same thing evident in Luke 11:13, where it says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? We as believers in Christ, God's our heavenly Father, we ask our Father to give us the Holy Spirit. The reason we ask him is because we don't have him yet until we ask him. We ask the heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit, and he gives them to us. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when you're born again. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is subsequent, where the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in that new Spirit of Christ. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.